Soybean rust confirmed in Tennessee. Welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
We pulled some samples on Thursday afternoon in three counties, Gibson, Obion, and Weakley, and let them incubate over the weekend. And sure enough, Monday and Tuesday, we were finding a few rust pustules with active spores.
Dr. Melvin Newman of UT's Entomology and Plant Pathology Department in Jackson says this finding should mean no harm to most of the state's soybean crop because it's so late in the season and a large percentage of beans have already been harvested. But
it shows us one thing, that this is not a disease to forget about or pass off lightly. It can still, if weather conditions and sporulation occurs, it could come in earlier and actually cause some damage.
Newman says this is the second finding of Asian soybean rust found in the Volunteer State. The first case was discovered after harvest season in 2004. Since then, experts with UT and USDA and others have been working to better prepare growers about how to manage the disease if, in fact, it does occur during the growing season.
UT is committed to watching for it through sentinel plots, spore traps, and all our county agents are looking and watching to see when it does start, if it does start earlier, say next year, the year after, so we can start spraying with our fungicides. And we can control it if we start early enough. So that is that's the key to the whole thing, is to identify it early and to spray early.
Now, soybean rust cannot survive the winter in Tennessee. The fungus spores blow in from southern states that do not have freezing temperatures. Tennessee is the 11th state this year to confirm the presence of this disease. Soybeans are one of the state's top valued crops, bringing in more than $235 million to farmers last year. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.